More workers in a childcare setting sounds like a good idea. But in Alabama, a plan to require more staffers is drawing criticism from child advocates. State officials say the objective is to make childcare safer, but providers warn the unintended consequence could be to force children out of licensed daycare. From Mobile, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Greenfields West Child Development Center in Mobile offers daycare for newborns up through four-year-olds.
This is the toddlers. This is a fun age.
Director Tanya Shackelford enters a large classroom where little boys and girls, many with pacifiers in their mouths, are gathered around mini-sized tables making cards.
Say hello. These are from 12 months to 18 months. There's two teachers in this group with 14 children. Right now, if the ratio changes take effect, it'll go down to 12.
In 2 years, the state will require two teachers for every 10 toddlers. For infants, the staff-to-child ratio is changing from 1 to 6 to one teacher for every 4 babies. Similar changes are proposed for all age categories. It's part of a state effort to raise the overall minimum standards in child care.
To provide a more safe and healthy environment for young children.
Debbie Thomas is the state's top child care official. She says the lower ratios will bring Alabama in line with other southern states and will assure that children get more individual attention.
Young children, many times, they have to wait when you just have one person taking care of 6 infants, for instance. They all need and want to be fed at the same time. They all have to be diapered, and with the lower child staff ratio, children would not have to wait as long.
Most of the new standards went into effect 2 years ago, but the staff-to-child ratios have been delayed 4 times now because of concerns from daycare providers like Tanya Shackelford.
It would be better. It would. But the people of Alabama can't afford it.
Shackelford says in order to meet the new ratios, she'll either have to hire more teachers or reduce class sizes. Both options will result in a tuition hike of about $18 per child per week.
Bye, baby.
Tamara Taylor drops her 3-year-old daughter off at the Greenfields West Playground. She's a waitress and isn't sure how she could manage an increase from $94 to $112 per week.
I'm a single parent, struggling a little bit, and having the tuition go up will be, I just can barely afford it now, so I definitely, if I have to pay that difference, if I can't afford it, I have to take her out, and I would have to just do other things.
Taylor says she would either have to take her daughter to her mom's in Atlanta or pick up extra shifts at her waitress job, both options that would mean less time together as a family. Taylor is on the waiting list for the state program that offers low-income families help in paying for child care. Right now, there are more than 6,000 families on that waiting list. Even for those who are on the subsidy program already, the state is not going to increase payments to help offset the cost of the new ratios. Providers are discouraged that the state is imposing new requirements but not doing anything to help families afford it. For example, the state has not put up enough matching dollars to draw down all of the federal funding that's available for child care, and there's no income tax credit for child care in Alabama. The changes come as providers are already frustrated that the state has started pilot programs for public school pre-K classes for 4-year-olds. That's because it's those older classes, where fewer teachers can handle more kids, that help subsidize care for the infants and toddlers who require more attention. Wendy McCurchin is executive director of the agency that administers the state subsidy program in Mobile and helps parents find placements for their children. Already, her office is getting calls about daycares that might close or at least stop taking babies.
Usually, a child care program has to have 2 3-year-old classes and a 4-year-old class to offer an infant class because the cost has to be shared across the groups where there are more children in the classroom and more revenue coming in.
Back at the Greenfields West Center, Director Tanya Shackelford is considering such drastic measures.
We possibly might have to close our infant program and our toddler program, which is going to make it harder for parents to find care for infants and toddlers because parents are not going to be able to afford it in our area.
Infant care is already at a premium across the state. Many facilities have long waiting lists. For example, the Elizabeth Perry Rushton Child Development Center in Birmingham has a list of 75 infants competing for just two slots. Director Robin Gaston says parents call even before they conceive.
Oh, I've got some that just put the name on the list when they think they're going to get pregnant. So as soon as they find out, they do. But I have some that have been on the waiting list for a couple of years.
Gaston's program already has low staff-to-child ratios, but parents pay for it, she says. Tuition for an infant is more than $700 a month, and her program is underwritten by a church and other sponsors. Gaston, who chairs the state's Child Care Advisory Panel, says most programs, especially in rural areas, don't have that kind of financial support or the kind of jobs that allow parents to pay $700 a month. So what will parents do? Some advocates fear kids will end up in unsafe situations. Sophia Bracey Harris is executive director of the Federation of Child Care Centers of Alabama.
I think we're going to find that we have done more to support informal, underground, and non-licensed child care than what we actually set out to do.
Harris says the end result will be quality child care only for the families that can afford it.
I am certainly the first person who believes that our standards and the ratio that we have proposed is good for children, but it is only good for children if children are there.
The lower staff-to-child ratios were scheduled to take effect February 22nd, but the state has put them off again until August. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.
Daycare workers in New York City were back at work today after a one-day protest yesterday. More than 2,000 stayed away from work, hoping to pressure Mayor Michael Bloomberg to agree to a three-year deal that would provide a 4% a year pay raise.
Marching on City Hall were teachers, janitors, supervisors, and kitchen employees from childcare institutions financed by municipal funds. The union that represents all these workers says the city is asking for concessions and offering nothing. For its part, the city says it can't grant raises given the fiscal straits the Treasury is in.
In any case, yesterday became a compound headache in the Big Apple. The combination of lots of snow and a daycare strike left parents juggling children and jobs. It's estimated that the strike left 50,000 tykes to model their Play-Doh and play with building blocks at home yesterday. At least they had the company of older siblings, because city schools were closed too.